everybody. Welcome to the Spillers After Show podcast. This episode is Catherine Hill reading her short story, Madame Mamanita, live at Spillers No. 5 on August 23rd, 2016. Here's Brian with the introduction.
So I'm really thrilled that our next Spiller is here and that she's reading this particular story. It's one that the first time I read it just totally knocked me out, and on subsequent reads, it always manages to have quite the impact. A little bit about Catherine. She is a third-year MFA candidate in fiction at Arizona State University. Okay, yeah. She's got publishing credits, of course, places like, let's see, Gigantic Sequins, I believe, is one. She has an upcoming story in Four Chambers to be published this fall. Also places like Fiction Southeast and AGNI Online. In addition, she was awarded the 2016 Innovative Fiction Prize by the Conium Review. Yeah, so that's fantastic. And with this piece she's going to read tonight, it's amazing how she's managed to capture a mood and a time and a place, and it's really quite remarkable. Reading her original short story tonight, Madame Mamanita, please welcome Catherine Hill.
So this story that I'm reading for you tonight is called Madame Mamanita, and I originally wrote it for a class at ASU being taught by Tara Eisen, who read at Spillers 4. So I'd like to continue the ASU tradition here at Spillers. I also wanted to say before I read it that it's set up so that there's a letter at the beginning addressed, it's from Jelly Roll Morton, the famous jazz pianist, to Madame Mamanita, and then the rest of the story is her response to it. Not written, just internal monologue kind of thing. So just in case, because you don't have it in front of you, so it might be hard. So it's called Madame Mamanita. My Mamanita, I miss you. Sweet Anita mine, I miss the way you boom, boom, sway, the way you sit like a queen on my piano, flip the music sheets like a tongue, sing so deep, so deep. Godmother says you're married now. Says I should say congratulations. I might marry Mabel soon, too. She does what I say. I'm king of jazz, and I'm her king, too. Royal. Mamanita, but she's not you. I might come back to Arizona, to dusty old Jerome, look for you, bring you with me. I might send for you soon. I had a dream last night about us on the strawberry farm in Biloxi. You were beautiful. You were mine. I know we said it a long time ago, but I will be yours again someday, and you'll be mine again, too. But right now, I need to be here in Chicago and New York and everything. I need this life, this kingdom. It's just business, sweet. I know you understand me, my rum blood, my jazzed-up heart, your jelly roll. My jazz man, that jazz man, you slow, slow, clap, clap, out back Eastern way, out back with that woman who's not your wife, out back with her, that Mabel girl, to make your records, your sounds in the night, make your rags and blues and stomps, tresillos and habanero rhythms, your deep south, old Africa, new Africa beats, slow, slow, wait, fast, fast. But you got those blues, those tresillos, from this deep woman right here, this significant hussy, hussy with the 20 diamond rings, with the rhythms and pleasures and cash, this Anita Gonzalez, this Anita Ford, this Bessie Julia, this sweet Miss Johnson, this give me some sugar, Miss Johnson, this give me some hips and lips, Miss Queen, Miss Cuban Queen, Miss Anita Julia. See, I'm from Nicaragua, babe. I'm from Nica Nica. I'm from an island in the sea, babe, Havana, Mexicali. I'm black, I'm brown, I'm Louisiana gumbo, jumbo, jambalaya with jazz. I'm paler every day, see, hair is straighter every day. Got lotions, got creams, playing up on that 3/8 white shit. You're not allowed to be black in the West, but I'm here, white, black, brown, the Klan leaving dead dog bitches on my porch. I'm here, the grand madame who gives men water in the desert, makes their bodies water, water from the heat. Made myself the richest dime-a-dance quiff who ever sucked a man dry outside of Storyville, Louisiana. And ain't it funny that we both ran away from that rum-soaked town, that smoky street place, that city where hussies sleep in fancy southern mansions, dripping feathers and dropped waists, legs parted, perfumed, syncopated, flushed with cilantro, vinegar, bleach, to keep those babies from coming. And we ended up here, out west, out of love, with Los Angeles, San Francisco, Jerome. Going in with me on the Bordello house because it was all we knew but jazz. Thought we'd start a restaurant, a decent place with rooms. But it's 1924, babe. Live that number, that beat. Mugger that blue-eyed Betty all you like. Pinch her ass on your piano and I'll be here, airtight, pie-eyed, drunk in the arms of Jack Ford. 3/8 pure cocaine in Arizona. I married him. Guess you know now. That mining man, that handsome man, that steadier than jazz man, who doesn't care if I make some extra cash on the side. I make Jack Ford water water. I make them all water water with my bordello of lit up little ladies. Guess if Eulalie's still writing you, you know she still comes out here, your jazzed up blotto godmother. Every month she comes out here and makes my little ladies clean, swabs them up with two fingers, tastes, sniffs, gives them a bottle of whatever they need, thyme tea, castor oil, prickly pear pieces. She gets the bad spirits out of them with pastes and syrups and songs in the back room of my bordello, ceremonial, holy, filled with blood and grace, spirit as she boils and presses and rubs. She's where you get that jazz heart. She's where the mountains get their silver. And that's why the men all come to my house. They have my girls mine their bodies until they come running from the mountains with silver, until they come all over the sheets and that awful smell, that good, good smell, coming from the kitchen at the back of the house, wraps around their hearts and wraps around their cocks, and they see their spilled water like silver. So I say, fuck my girls for good luck, babe. Fill my girls and the mountains fill with silver, and the mountains fill and my little ladies fill and the diamonds grow on my fingers. You know, Eulalie only helps me with my ladies, that cream for my skin, because she knows you still own the house, because she loves you more than anything else, that Eulalie loves you, Jelly Roll. She still hates me, always has, always will, because you and me didn't marry the whole way, just civil. She thinks I'm the one to blame, that I'm the one who ran out of love. But she knows I make the numbers move, the music move, the whiskey move. She knows you loved me way back in Storyville, in Biloxi, on her strawberry farm. She knows I was 22 and you were 15. She knows I'm good with money and men, just like she used to be. So she gives me the stuff that makes you go 8/8 white in the face, because she knows if I go, your money in the house goes too. She thinks I don't give a damn about what happens to you, jazz man with the hooker-hipping piano pedal heart, and she's right. I don't give a fuck, but you see, babe, I give them all around. I give them for kindness. I give them for cash. I give them for that orphan boy, for Henry Villalpando, asleep in my bed upstairs because Jack and I are running away with him tomorrow. His folks were mine and Jack's friends, the high-up kind, the friends you need when your name's always different. Francisco Villalpando, the drunkest mayor this hellsore town ever had. His wife, Guadalupe, the Mexican lovely, the doll face. They had little Henry when you left me in Frisco on my pretty April birthday. And I came back to Jack Ford and his sweet Miss Johnson, and we were married the whole way. And the Villalpandos helped turn this house into the sweetest, sourest bordello in all of mighty little Jerome. The little place on Queen Street that shakes like a ragging jazz band, shakes like Eulalie's arms in a spell, churns out music for all the block to hear, metal beds beating like hearts, strange rhythms, water, silver being made and mined. They helped because bordellos are good business. There's a lot of nasty, no-heart things a soul will do for cash. So the Villalpandos came around for the cash and the cocaine, the good whiskey, hush, hush. Nice people, always made sure we had ice, high up. But Francisco was blown down in a gin mill brawl, and Guadalupe was killed last night, here. She wasn't one of my ladies, but she was here. A minor ex-lover put his hands around her neck till one of my girls shot him all strung out, and little Henry just glissando screamed in the corner. And then I get this fucking letter from you about coming out to get me, coming out to save me. And I'm just like, dry up, you piker. I cleaned a dead woman, dead friend out of my house last night. What do you know about love? Dry up, you sap, you chic, you sweet, sweet, bad, bad. You're ossified, zozzled, half-screwed drunk if you think you can call this woman, this wife, this impressive mountain whore a name like Mama Nita, like sweet Anita mine. You don't know. You might be king of jazz, but I am queen of Jerome, queen of the 15,000 men here who cycle in and out of these sheets. I don't need you, Jelly Roll, and I don't need your jazz. You know I run the only house in Jerome where no one fucks to a record you made. Jelly, don't come for me. I've got all the love I need right here. I'm a legend, Jelly. I'm a doll, a bear cat, a babe. A regular Sheba in the desert. I'm a woman like a string bass, woman like a low note, woman like a rag. Jack Ford knows I'm a good thing, and he lets me be a good thing. We're running away tonight, Jelly, and I'm gonna trash your note. I'll write you something, sweet as a sidecar, and post it in Colorado, Oregon, wherever we can get. I'll say something pie-eyed like I love you, something writhing like I need you. I'll tell you I've been waiting for the day that you'd come back. It'll all be beautiful. You'll pine and spill, and you'll come here fedora'd and three-buttoned, hot and alone, fingers with nothing to play but yourself. Maybe I'll leave a record on the phonograph for you, empty, blank, because I would have nothing to say to your sweating, dusty face. Or maybe I'll leave a record, just me laughing and clapping my hands. I'd pay a dollar for a record of your footsteps out of town. Because I don't love you, Jelly Roll, and I don't want to love you. I knew you before you lost that money at the tracks. I knew you before the Wolverine blues. I knew you when your name was Ferdinand. I knew you when your name was Ferdinand Joseph Lamoth. And you had dreams, rushing and wet, about making me Bessie Lamoth. Dressed in white, your tongue between my teeth, right in front of the preacher. But I'm not going to write that letter, Jelly Roll. I'm not going to give you the time. Jack and I are leaving tomorrow. We're taking Henry, and we're going to run. It's not a kidnap. He's got no one here. Just men and whores, just me and Jack Ford, and dead dogs piling up on the porch. So we're going today, down the mountain, straight across. It's maybe the only decent thing I'll ever do, run until I'm bone dry and tired in the desert, start a new life with my Jack up north. He's the love of my life, Jelly, the love of my life. And we'll run until Henry learns to walk, learns to shave, learns to stretch his hand an octave. Run until I can sleep again, stop thinking about you, be a good wife for my Jack. Stop thinking about when you were 15 and I was 22 and the strawberries hung like minor thirds in Biloxi. Thank you.
That was Catherine Hill reading her short story, Madam Mama Nita, at Spillers No. 5 at Crescent Ballroom on August 23rd, 2016. For more Spillers After Show podcast episodes, please go to spillersaftershow.com. For more information on Spillers, Phoenix, Arizona's premier short fiction storytelling event, go to spillers.net. Ooh.